KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, very light snow flurries in the air. We look for mostly cloudy skies with flurries this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. Temperatures in the teens this morning, rebounding to around 24 this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of the KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. We'll be aware of icy road conditions at times this morning. A sharp cold front surged across Iowa today, sending temperatures plummeting in its wake. Light drizzle accompanying the front is depositing water on roadways, which is then flash freezing when temperatures drop through the 20s and teens, and that'll result in deceptively slick driving conditions during your commute this morning, especially in areas along and west of Interstate 35 corridor, but even affecting a few areas to the east of there. Conditions will gradually improve later this morning. In the news, an investigation stemming from an incident that took place in January has resulted in the arrest of a woman in southwest Iowa. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says on January 9th, his deputies were called to an address in Sydney for a report of an intoxicated female who was arguing with bystanders and had fallen while holding an infant. Upon arrival, deputies removed a two-month-old child from the care of 32-year-old Jana Gray of Sydney. The mother and child were transported to the hospital where the child was found to be uninjured from the fall. Deputies alleged that Gray became intoxicated on an unknown substance while caring for the two-month-old and another minor child. The woman allegedly created a disturbance in the home, and the minor requested assistance from neighbors. When the neighbors attempted to aid the infant, Gray fell while holding the child. An investigation was conducted, resulting in the issuance of an arrest warrant for Gray, who was taken into custody by Shenandoah Police early this morning. She was arrested on an active Fremont County warrant for child endangerment. Gray was being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Shenandoah Police Department, Sydney Fire and Rescue, and Iowa Department of Human Services assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office in conducting the investigation. Police in Creston report two arrests on Sunday at around 11:49 a.m. 41-year-old Brandy Sue Whitney of Creston was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear while driving while barred on an aggravated misdemeanor. Whitney was being held at the Adams County Jail on a $4,000 cash-only bond. And Sunday afternoon, 43-year-old Amy Louise K. Smith of Des Moines was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on an outside agency warrant for probation violation for an original charge of possession of a controlled substance, third offense, and subsequent offense. Smith was being held in the Adams County Jail without bond until seen by a judge. And a Creston woman reported Saturday that someone had broken in her back out the back window of her 1986 Oldsmobile Delta 88 while it was parked on the street across from her residence in the 500 block of North Chestnut Street. That incident had occurred sometime between 10:30 p.m. on February 1st and 4:40 p.m. on February 2nd. A traffic stop early Sunday morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man from Nebraska. Red Oak police report 24-year-old DeMarco Torres Clayton of Nebraska City, Nebraska, was taken into custody for driving while suspended with three withdrawals in effect. Clayton was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on bond amounting to slightly more than $566. At least two people were transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak Saturday morning following a collision between a pickup and a van that was blamed on dense fog in the area. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the accident happened around 11 a.m. Saturday on Highway 34 near Avenue A. A 2019 Dodge Ram pickup owned and driven by 41-year-old Joshua Weston of Red Oak and a 2014 Chrysler van driven by 29-year-old Cassandra Hudek of Stanton were both traveling west on Highway 34. Hudek told authorities it appeared that the pickup was preparing to pass when it struck the van in the rear center area. Weston said he observed a semi eastbound that was across the center line, and when he looked back into his lane, saw Hudek's van directly in front of him. He was unable to avoid striking the van, causing a total of $8,000 damage. A passenger of the Hudek van confirmed that an eastbound semi had, in fact, crossed the center line. Following the collision, both vehicles stopped on the north shoulder of Highway 34 just west of Avenue A. Red Oak Fire and Rescue arrived on the scene and administered aid to the occupants of the van who had complained of pain. Hudek and a juvenile passenger in the rear seat were transported to MCMH for treatment of possible minor injuries. Authorities say heavy fog conditions resulting in a limited range of view are believed to have been a factor in the crash. As mentioned, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Red Oak Police along with Red Oak Fire and Rescue. And police in Red Oak say three people were cited and then released following an investigation into a reported beer party involving minors that took place Saturday night. Officers went to the 1200 block of North 3rd Street at around 8:25 p.m. and subsequently cited into juvenile court a 16-year-old for minor in possession of alcohol. The teen was then released to the custody of his parents. 18-year-old Addison James Bull of Corning and 18-year-old Jacob Christopher Cashat of Red Oak were cited for minor in possession. Bull was also cited for possession of drug paraphernalia. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted Red Oak police during the investigation. In the funeral announcements, Maxine Schwery, age 85, of Panama, died Wednesday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Maxine Schwery will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Catherine Ackerman, age 80, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Catherine Ackerman will be today at 2 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Leroy Meyer Peterson, age 92, of Winchester, Kentucky, died January 28th at Richmond Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Graveside services for Leroy Peterson will be held tomorrow at 2:30 in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Lois Berg, age 80, of Bridgewater, died Saturday at the Crest Haven Care Center in Creston. Funeral services for Lois Berg will be this Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. A luncheon will be held at the church following the services. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Rosemary Hahn, age 88, of Erling, died Friday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Rosemary Hahn will be a Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Brian Barney Beyer, age 61, of Audubon, died January 17th in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial services for Barney Beyer will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. And Grace Lindemann Rathkamp, age 94, who is formerly of Griswold, died Friday in Kansas City, Missouri. Funeral services for Grace Rathkamp are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.